This summer's Middle East crisis, which was provoked by the terrorist organization Hezbollah kidnapping two Israeli soldiers, had world oil markets on edge for days. Then came the news that faulty pipelines were forcing British Petroleum to scale back production at its Prudhoe Bay field drastically. The price of oil reached a new high on the world markets of $78 a barrel. And last year's prediction by European Union Energy Commissioner Andris Piebalgs of a price reaching $100 a barrel didn't seem all that far off. With the ceasefire in the Middle East, tensions on world oil markets have eased somewhat. But you know what? The price of oil is going to increase, even if there isn't any tension in the Middle East. You're listening to UCOG Online. It's Friday, September 1st, 2006, and I'm Paul Kiefer in Bonn, Germany. The big three energy consumers and their needs ensure that the price of oil will continue to increase. It's only a question of time. In my last podcast, I mentioned how the United States had needed no imports of oil whatsoever during the first 90 years of oil production in the United States. It wasn't until after World War II that America began to import oil to meet its needs, and those imports now make up about 60% of daily consumption in the United States. America is by far the single largest consumer of oil worldwide. When we think of oil-consuming nations, we think of China as the world's second largest consumer of oil. The People's Republic of China replaced Japan as the world's second largest user of oil in 2003. And from 1994 to 2004, China's consumption of oil jumped by 150%, including an increase of 14% in the year 2004 alone. But China isn't the only country in Asia whose appetite for oil is growing. India, with its more than 1 billion people, is using more oil each year. The increase from 2004 to 2005 was 11%. The growth rate in Indian oil consumption has seen India replace Germany as the fifth largest oil consumer worldwide. And by the year 2012, daily oil consumption in India is expected to reach 5 million barrels. And in just 14 short years, by the year 2020, India will be the third largest consumer and importer of oil, trailing only the United States and China. It's fair to mention that there are those who believe that the tight oil markets we now experience are only a temporary phenomenon. The Chinese economy, they say, can't keep growing the way it is. And it's true. A slowdown in China's economic growth would help ease world oil markets. But it is a complete illusion to believe that this will permanently solve the world oil crisis. Demand for oil in Asia will continue to rise. Just look at China's per capita consumption in comparison to that of the United States. Each American consumes on average 24 barrels of oil a year. A Chinese citizen, by contrast, uses only 2 barrels of oil annually. China's economic development is producing a Chinese middle class that wants to own and drive cars. Why should people in the West be the only ones to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle? But consider this. China's per capita oil consumption is only about one-third as high as Mexico's, and Mexico's is 75% less than in the United States. If per capita consumption in China were to rise to the level of Mexico's, world oil production would have to double to meet the increased demand, and China would still be far behind the United States in its economic development. So the United States is obviously one of the big three competing for world oil resources. And Asia, China, Japan, India are obviously a second major competitor for oil resources. Who's the third competitor? We often tend to think of oil consumption or energy consumption in terms of individual countries. But if we view the European Union as a whole, then the European Union is the second largest consumer of oil worldwide, trailing only the United States. The United States has a daily oil consumption of 20 million barrels, and the European Union, viewed as a whole, is not that far behind using 15 million barrels of oil a day. The difference is that the European Union imports a much larger share of its daily energy consumption than the United States, China, Japan, or other countries do. In fact, the European Union is the world's single largest importer of energy when all sources of energy are considered, and Europe's dependency is only going to increase as its own sources decline. And how will the growing demand for oil and tight supplies affect relations between the big three oil consumers? We'll talk about that in my next podcast. This is Paul Kiefer for UCOG Online. Keep listening.